Can you get me the link for that? Fuck, where's the fuck? How do I get the link for our page? Yo, and we're back. Welcome to the Culture and Cannabis Podcast. Happy Thursday. I'm one of your hosts, full-time Tony, with my guy, my older gentleman friend here, JC Coates.
What's up, my guy?
Corona cut.
I got the Corona cut today.
The Corona cut. What is the Corona cut?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. So I'm practicing social distancing. It means I can't see my barber, Tony. Yeah. That's what it means. And I'm a 10-day guy, right? Every 10 days, I'm in the barbershop.
10 days.
But so, today I had to take... You know, I had to take measures. I had to take the top off. I had to do it myself, Tony.
You did it yourself?
I had to do it myself, my
Jeez.
Friend.
Jeez. Yeah. Well, you did some good work with that blade, right? And I told you, it makes you kind of look younger almost, which is honestly pretty interesting.
It is very interesting, yeah.
But you know what's more interesting? The guest we have today. We have one of the best guests. This person that a lot of people probably know who this person is. He is a influencer on social media. He has videos that have over 100,000 views. He has almost 300,000 followers, over 300,000 followers. Yeah. This is someone that's been in the community for a while now, someone that you've known personally for a while now, Jackie 420.
Jackie 420 is in the building. What's up, Jackie?
We good over here. How are you guys doing?
We're good, my friend. We're good. Just, you know, dealing with everything that's going on, being responsible about it. You know, usually we have our guests in studio, but, you know, we're practicing social distancing. We definitely wanted you to have you on, but, you know, wanted you to be able to do it from your home, right? And so we made that happen, and so we're glad you're here.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on, my man.
Thank you for having me.
So how are you feeling? How's everything going right now, you know, being a cannabis influencer, you know, during these crazy times?
Well, it's harder for me to make videos because I like to collab with a lot of other influencers, you know what I'm saying? But now I'm pretty much stuck at home trying to be creative and, you know, just it's a little bit rougher.
Yeah. Only the strong will survive, you know?
That's the only way it will happen.
Yeah. What were you gonna say, Tony?
I was gonna ask, you know, in the, you know, the cannabis influencer world, is, you know, a lot of people struggling right now because of that, you know, the fact that you can't collab, because a lot of times, you know, that's how you grow your following, is by collabing with other people who might not have the same type of following as you.
Yes. I mean, me, I always try to collab. I don't really care who you are. No chance. I just put you on my videos when you do it work. Yeah. It's how you gonna blow up? So let's say I can bring anybody and collab with them, you know what I'm saying? And then they get like, you know, 50, 100 followers, but nothing happens to them. But let's say I bring somebody in that has like characters and personality. I bring them one time, I can shout them out one time, they would just blow up by themselves, you know?
That's great. Well, listen, I got a couple questions here I want to ask you.
Do it.
Yeah, man, let's dive in, Jackie. You know, I guess when I met you, you know, you were just kind of getting started in the space, you know,
and
if I remember right, you're a blackjack dealer. You're a blackjack dealer. And I think at the time I was a marketing director for New Leaf, and, you know, I reached out to you and I think we had a meeting at New Leaf and you came over. And I think at that time you had like, I don't know, like 10 to 20,000 followers. You had a lot.
I had probably like 20,000, 30,000 followers.
Yes. And, but there was this vibe about your page. Everybody kind of knew it was about to blow up and things like this, but it was cool to catch you in that time. Right. And so, you know, like what are some of the major, now you have 300,000 followers, you know, you're winning awards for cannabis influencer. Seems like nobody that smokes weed doesn't know who you are. So let's like, you know, from 10,000 followers to 300,000 followers, what are some of the major things in your life that's changed?
Well, I don't have to clock into a 9-to-5 job no more. That's number one. I'm gonna fuck, all right? Straight up number one. Excuse my language, I'm sorry.
It's all good.
You can curse on this podcast.
Oh, okay, cool. So that's about it. I mean, and then after that, I mean, I was a guy that was living paycheck to paycheck. Let's say I never had this influencing thing and I was still doing what I'm doing, I would be in trouble right now.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't have money. You know, I feel for the people that's living paycheck to paycheck because they're all there waiting for Trump's money. But you probably won't get it for a while. You know, what are you going to do by then? Your toes? So you got to figure something out, you know? So I'm just glad I'm in this position, you know what I'm saying? Thank God.
Yeah. No, that is, I mean, because being an influencer these days, I mean, it really is, you know, cut to the chase, right? It's like working from home, being your own boss, you know, you're creating on your own terms and it gives you that freedom to kind of rock and roll. It brings a lot, it brings some haters around too, right?
Oh, it's got to have haters.
Okay. Let's talk about them. I mean, so how do you feel about that? Do you like them? Do you embrace them?
Well, there's all types of haters. There's a hater that just troll on you. There's haters that know who you are. You know who they are.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Those are the haters that they need to watch out. You know what I'm saying? Don't be fucking talking shit and then all of a sudden I see you in public. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I can't help it. I'm just going to hate you because, you know, all the shit that you've done to me, I just can't help it. So there's all type of haters. You know what I'm saying? For what reason, I have no clue.
Yeah.
But that's just how it is. I mean,
do they ever get under your skin?
Nah.
That's good.
I have crazy ass shit in my DM. I'm like, man, I'll fuck your wife better than you do. I'm like, oh shit, great. You know what I'm saying? It's how you answer the DM. I have fun with them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You never see me trash on anybody, even though if I do not like, like somebody, I'm not going to trash on you. I got way too much people following, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm not going to do that to you, you know what I'm saying? I've learned it when my dog died, so I vented and I blamed it on this hospital.
Mm.
And then I didn't know how strong my sword mode was, but the next day the detective came to my house, and you know they came knocking on my door and they looked at me and they're like, "What do you do, sir? Do you work for the dispensary or something?" I was like, "Yeah, I do commercials for the weed people and stuff." And they're like, "Well, we're not here for that. We're here about the dog." I guess they had a bunch of terrorist threats to the hospital. I never sent nobody. So the cop goes, "All we want for you to do is go in your story mode and, you know, back off your posse." That's what he said. So I told him, "It's going to cost me about $250, dude. You know how much my phone will cost, officer." That was about it, man. So now I know not to say nothing, you know, stupid, you know what I'm saying, on my social media. This is not me. I don't care. You know, I hate you. I'm not going to say I hate you, okay? Because a lot of people hate you after that.
Yeah. No, you have to navigate. Like, a lot of people think that, you know, they might look at my page or look at your page and they're like, "Oh, these guys share everything in their life." But that's just what it kind of looks like, right? Because you kind of realize, especially when you're getting a brand down the field and growing it and putting it in front of people in a responsible way that, I forgot what I was talking about.
You were talking about haters.
Yeah, I mean,
that short-term memory loss.
Yeah, short-term memory. But I mean, you know, for me, the haters, it's really just a part of the process of being successful. You know what I mean? And I have people that don't like me, and you know, some haters that I've never even met before. And I'm trying to get these freaking headphones to stand, but. But what I was saying is it's a part of the process, right? So when you're on your way to being successful, there's going to be a time in your life when the haters show up, and it's just a part of the process. So that's what I try to tell people, you know, don't get all beat up and get all weird about it, because it's a part of the thing.
My wife, she gets hated all the time. She can't handle it. She can't hang with the haters, and I literally have to. I mean,
that's why I'm not a
good boy. My boy. I'm just playing. But yeah, I mean, I do got to tell. She'd be there brokenhearted, you know what I'm saying, because of what a hater said. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't let one hater forget you. Just because he's telling you suck, don't mean you fucking literally suck, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't do what you do. He wants to do what you do, but he can't do what you do.
That's when the hate comes.
That's when the hate comes.
Listen, man. So, I think what I was really getting at is like give some advice to some influencers, some new content creators.
I'll give you guys some advice.
Yeah. What are some do and don'ts of content that you would share? Like, don't talk about the dog hospital, right? But you could talk about What, for example?
For me, new influence, I don't care. Upload 2 times a day, upload 3 times a day. You know what I'm saying? That's the only way to start off. That's how I started off. Mm-hmm. You know? I remember Kung Lee. I don't know if you guys know who Kung Lee is. He's like an MMA superstar, you know what I'm saying? He was the one that told me I need to upload every day. I need to upload 2 twice a day, and I was doing it. It was a grind. I did it, and then somebody noticed me, and then they just, you know, reposted me one time, and I blew up. You know, I broke the algorithm. Like 2018, you couldn't get me off the algorithm. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was like every time I looked in the Explorer page, there you were.
Yeah, one post I remember very specifically was the post where you got like the leaf blower, or I think it was like a leaf blower or like some type of air blower, and you made like a makeshift.
It was a carpet dryer from Cheetahs.
Yes. And you made like that weed blower essentially, and you guys hotboxed the garage. Talk about that.
That video, I gained 30,000 followers in 2 days. It went viral on Facebook. It went like over 30, 40 million. You know what I'm saying? It's probably about over 100 million now all over the social media. That video wasn't supposed to be shot that day. You know, I had company, we're building that machine. You know, more people start coming by, and just more and more people start coming by. I was like, you know what, fuck it, this machine is done. Let's light it up. You know what I'm saying? So I grabbed me a quarter pound of shake. You know, let's be real. I had a quarter pound of shake. You know, I had a lot of weeds laying around. And then I had like maybe an ounce of bud that people all donated and throw on top of the, you know, the machine. And that was it. We lit that shit up, and that shit just went like, it went viral. You know, I got friends who were mad at me because they weren't there. You know what I'm saying? Haters. You know what I'm saying? Don't care any way to hate. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And that video is, you know, it's going to last forever. You know what I'm saying? It's going to currently kill all of us.
That video was really good, and I even after seeing the video, I even tried to make one of my own. We did, me and Brandon up in Reno.
I
made one. Yeah, we posted the video. Didn't get anywhere near the amount of views that Jackie's did, but
it was a little different than Jackie's.
It wasn't as cool. It was a little bit different, but we had a good time with it. You're definitely inspiring stoners all over the world to do crazy shit with their home you know, equipment.
yeah, I'm the king of wasting weed.
Do you see people give you shit for wasting weed?
Yeah, I'm a comic all day long. I mean, okay, you understand. Yes, I would never waste weed like that back in the days. You know what I'm saying? It's just, back in the days, I would scrape a thong, I would scrape a pipe. You know, an eighth lasted 2 days. So I would spend about $600 a month on weed, okay? I had bills I had to pay, you know what I'm saying? So I had to put everything on the side. I'm not here to pay just a paycheck, you know what I'm saying? And weed was expensive, but, you know, it's, I guess God, I don't know what else to say. You know what I'm saying? Now I have, like, a plethora of weed, you know? and I can't help it, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to fucking burn some and waste some. You know, just to do a deal to go, you know?
What are you smoking on right now?
Right now, I got that Mr. Green Thumb right here. It's an indica dominant. It's like a master kush with a private reserve, and this was like his main cut. So let's say this: I'm telling you, like growers, they'll grow like 20 different strains, and all of a sudden they found this one strain, and it's just the bomb. It's the shit. And guess what? They throw away all the rest of the strain. They just don't pay attention to that one strain. That's what I noticed about, you know, certain companies, you know? And
yeah.
That's all it is. And this is a good-ass weed I love.
I've seen, what is that, Gabriel Green Thumb? Or who made that weed?
This is Mr. Green Thumb. He's like a Asian cat up in California and stuff like that. You know
nice.
What? A lot of Asian motherfuckers that run the goddamn weed community in the California. I never noted that. Crazy.
Shouts out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Shouts out to all the Asian gangsters who did something with their life.
Right. Well, here I got a question for you. So let's see. So I mean, you do a lot of funny things on your IG, a lot of shocking things. You know, but I've seen you do some heartfelt things too. I've seen you give weed to homeless people, you know, talking about your wife's dogs and, you know, how those you know, animals are important to you guys in your lives. With this newfound, you know, big platform that you have, if, you know, if you could use it for anything positive, what would it be?
Positive? I mean, like, I like to save the animals, but my wife, you know what I'm saying? Since I'm not a vegan, I can't say it. You know, I'll just keep to her word, like, you know what I'm saying? These vegan people, they can eat them. Oh, you eat meat. You want to say you love animals, get the fuck out of here. Okay, but I mean, I would like to help. Okay, like, my cancer is something that, you know, kind of, no one wants. You know what right. I mean? Nobody want to die from cancer. They'd rather die from a fucking shark or a tiger than die from cancer. You know what I'm saying? But I like to take care of that. I mean, my sister had cancer. She had a brain tumor. She's like 16, and she's in her 30s now, and she's 5. But I see the whole process. It is sad. It is sad. Have you guys ever walked into a child cancer hospital?
Yeah, actually.
Yes. Oh my God, bro. Oh my God, I broke down. I could not be in there. You know, I don't even know these people. I'm crying. I feel so bad for the parents. You know, I feel so bad for these kids. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, I mean, if I could find, and plus I have trust issue. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't know what's the real cancer foundation. Now, how do I know that this is gonna help y'all? You know, you gonna help this out? It's not gonna pay for your Mercedes cancer. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I'm with that kind of stuff too, you know? And I don't know. I try my best to help. I can. I like to do it up front, like there. You know what I'm saying? See, I'll give homeless more than just freaking. I gave a guy a fucking just $100 bill one time just because I had maybe 6 of them or 10 of them and I did pretty good in casino, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All we all make it. It's gonna come, you know what I'm saying? The green always comes.
Yeah, so. That's awesome. What's
you gotta be homeless, boy? You better get on you, dog. You know what I'm saying? I've seen homeless guy with a fucking hole doing a motherfucking story mode and shit. And they homeless. How you homeless? You got a cell phone and shit. You know what I'm saying? And they got people who fucking are really ballsy out there just to beg for money, really.
Yeah, there's all kinds of homeless people out there now.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Yes, I guess the hardest part is just go out there and just step on your pride real quick, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't know, but I've seen homeless guy with a shitload of money, dude. Fuck. Be real.
Straight up.
Be real.
So you had a birthday party earlier this year, was it late last year, I think it was?
Yes, it was like a birthday / you know, fuse, you know, extracts party, you know, that, you know, we did together. That, you know, they threw for me and I just had to, you know, fill it up, I guess.
Yes. that was a dope party, man. That was a
good
really
time.
Great.
Yeah, thank you. I was like, dude, they should have like 30,000. I was like, shit. I was like, we can serve these guys sandwiches. You know? I've been to a couple of those where, you know, these influencers are charging people a grip load, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? So, but you know, the Fuse company did. They wouldn't charge nobody. They're like, no, everybody's gonna eat for free. They're gonna party for free. You know what I'm saying? At your party, and they're like, Jack, you're too classy for that. You know what I'm saying? Well, we throw community parties for the community. And I'm like, all right, that's cool as hell, dude. You know what I'm saying? Much love. Plus, I'm waiting for the whole Corona shit, so my line will be coming out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh damn! So are you guys gonna do that with a Fuse partnership?
Yeah. So pretty much, they're gonna just white label my stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna do all the promos and stuff like that. Just make sure you cut my cheddar and we good. Everybody happy, you know, and that's it. But once this whole Corona bullshit's over, then we'll get started on it again.
Nice.
What's that look like? Like, as far as like what kind of products will you come out with?
It's Faith on Fire. I was able to pick my strand, went to the cultivation, look at the trees, all right? And I picked the one I wanted. I picked that one. I was able to clip the first branch. I'm able to choose how I want my wax. You know, I want a diamond sauce. They're like, how big you want your diamond? I want a medium sized diamond, nothing too big. You know, it was cool. I was able to really pick everything, my own design, my own flavor, you know, how I want the wax in. It'll be pretty good, you know?
So that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, so what is it? 3 years ago, did you see yourself in this position?
Hell no. Huh? Hell no. Dude, I thought I was fucking homeless, dude. I thought my wife would pay for everything, you know what I'm saying? I'm a blackjack dealer. My wife's a cocktail waitress. I'm in my motherfucking 40s. Just be real. I'm in my 40s, right? I'm in my 40s. I'm halfway dying. That's the way I think right now. And all this shit just happened. I mean, I was never a religious guy. But I thank God, boy. I'm thanking God. That's all you can say. That's all you see all these actors and athletes. I want to thank the man above. I want to thank the man above. You know why? Because they don't know where the fuck they got their talent from. Because I don't know where the fuck I got my shit from. Let's be real. I don't. I'm just a normal guy. You know, dealing fucking blackjack to people with a bunch of Oriental people were dealing cards. I just followed the fucking herd. Okay? I'm an Asian motherfucker who was born in America. I've never been to Asia. You know what I'm saying? And I just followed the herd, dude. Everything just happened for a reason, I guess. You know?
Yeah.
Like, all this whole influencer thing is all... I don't know. I can't explain it. God.
It is God.
Oh, yeah, shouts out to the man above.
Shout out to JC up there, dog. He's right, man. Love him.
So, all right. So, all this overnight success—not really overnight. You know, a few years, a ton of work. Really overnight,
you know what I'm saying? Well, it all happened over one video, though. You gotta understand.
The Harry Dabbs video.
No, it wasn't even a Harry Dabbs. Harry Dabbs is what blew me up on Instagram. What got me into doing this was my wife. I went to the dispensary the first time. I was the guy who bought weed from Larry down the fucking street. You know what I'm saying? It came in a Ziploc bag. And eighth was like fucking $50, and I didn't know it was indica or sativa. I didn't know that shit until I walked into the dispensary one day, and I see wax for the first time. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Y'all selling crack? What the fuck is all this? And then they start explaining to me. Now I'm curious. All right. One thing about me, when I'm curious, when I want something, I want it. You know what I'm saying? I want to get it. So now I'm watching YouTube, learning how to dab, seeing how to make fucking wax. I found a rosin press that I could not afford. I could not afford this rosin press, right? It was like $800. I ended up buying it anyways. Okay? I bought it. It took me an hour to figure out how to use it. And so I'm on YouTube trying to figure out, you know, the tutorial, and there was none. None. By the time I figured out how to use it, my wife was like, why don't you do a video for them? You know what I'm saying? Just for the hell of it. She watched a lot of YouTube, like a lot of makeup shit. So I did. I bought that one video. I did a little tutorial, and I uploaded it. Whatever. You know, I had no followers. I didn't give a fuck. I didn't know what social media was. I just uploaded on YouTube. The following day, the very fucking next day, I got an email from that company. They're like, oh, we love your video. Here's $300 worth of credit. All right. So now I'm sitting here. I'm like, okay. I just did one video and they gave me fucking $300 worth of free shit. Let's see what else I could get. What else my broke ass could get off this shit? You know what I'm saying? I just start selling bongs and shit, you know what I'm saying? And I was only on YouTube. I was only on YouTube, and people were getting deleted. I was at 5,000 like subscribers. I was slowly getting ready to blow up, you know what I'm saying? And then everybody's getting deleted on YouTube, you know? All the weed. Now I'm scared. So I guess I seen my boy Southern Dabber. You guys know Southern Dabber, right?
Yeah, shout out Southern Dabber.
We're pretty much grinding the same on YouTube. And he transferred to Instagram first, you know what I'm saying? Just to do his stuff. And then I watched him. I was like, okay, all right. I see what you're doing, but you understand, I'm working with 10 minutes down to 1 minute. You know? How am I going to make a 1 minute video and make it dope? You know what I'm saying? And I pretty much took all the spots that I got from YouTube and I just brought it over to Instagram and started doing videos there. And then there was one video I did. And Harry Dabbs, he laughed his ass off and he just reposted it one day, January 10th, 2018 to be exact that day. I had 1,049 followers to be exact. My phone started fucking going off the hook. All right, you gotta understand, my notification was just, it was like something was going on. I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure that. I didn't even know Harry Dabbs freaking repost me, you know what I'm saying? Because it had so much followers. By the time I looked down to see where they came from, it was, you know how they cut off the timeline? Yeah. And I still couldn't figure out how I got it. And then to somebody on my comments told me, check out Harry Dabbs, he reposted your shit. And that was it. It was my whole world flipped upside down. my whole career just really changed from that one repost.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all
I tell everybody, I can give you 100 shout outs and ain't shit gonna happen to you. Not a goddamn thing. Or I could shout you out one time, also you blow the fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just, people never seen Oriental smoke weed before. It sounds like me. That's about it. They never seen Oriental. We've been stereotyped all our goddamn life. You know what I'm saying? Let's just be straight. You know what I'm saying? That's it. And that's how hard Jack A4 started, I guess.
Well, shit, man. We don't want to take too much of your time, so let's get you plugged out here. We definitely appreciate you coming by. Let's definitely get you back on here. But where can they find you at?
You can find me on Instagram on JackK_420, JACK with the EY. You know, everybody call me Jackie, but it's really Jack K. Some dirty French guy in Louisiana named me. I don't know what that means. That's what my mom said. Call me Jack K, but we'll just take it as Jackie. It's fine. So yeah, find me on Instagram. I'm the Asian stoner.
Nice. Thank you so much, Jackie. Really appreciate it.
All right, you guys. Thank you for having me.
All right, brother. Peace.
There he is. How the fuck I turned this shit off? Bye-bye.
Jackie 420.
Wow.
In
the flesh.
Kind of in the flesh.
Well, yeah. Not in the flesh, but we saw him in the flesh.
Yes. Yeah. That was good.
That was good.
So what's going on, Tony? What are we up to?
We've been up to a lot, JC. We've been, you know, there's been blood, there's been tears, there's mm-hmm. been sweat. There's been so many things happening
yes.
in the past week. Like, I feel like, I don't know, it's like, I feel like we walked into a time warp when we got into this coronavirus. It's like giving us more time, but also giving us less time at the same time. I don't know, I even know how to explain it.
Yeah, it's very weird. Everything's on hold. It's just the navigation.
Everything's on hold, but not on hold. Like, yeah. We're doing a lot still, but we're not doing a lot because we can't really be with each other. I really only see JC right now once a week when mm-hmm. we come do these podcasts. And so, you know, it's been good, though. I feel like, you know, we're working on some new content, some Buyers Club content.
Yep.
That's going to be popping off here pretty soon. We shot that again today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably be coming out probably, you know, here pretty soon. In 2 weeks, Monday, 420, we're going to be doing the 420 Stay Home, Stay High extravaganza.
Yes.
With Nevada Normal.
That's going to be awesome.
That's going to be insane, honestly. Like, we're going to
be
doing...
How can we have 420 and not have them?
And that was the biggest thing, right? You know, it's like, you know, the Nevada Normal and us, you know, we were destined to do something for 420. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we can't do it in person in Reno how we intended to do it. But we're going to do it anyways, virtually. And so service the whole state all at once. You know, what people ask me, like, what is this extravaganza you talk about? Mm-hmm. It's going to be a full event. It's going to be a variety show. We're going to have us two will be hosting. Tina and Madison from Normal will be hosting. We're going to have music. We're going to have yoga classes, cooking classes, interviews, some facility tours. You know, there might be a pass the doobie to the right. You don't try to do like the longest, you know, video of people smoking a joint together.
The virtual pass.
There's gonna be tons of stuff and much more. And so there's a couple things. If you want to get involved, reach out to us. You can reach out to me at Fulltime Tony or JC underscore JC underscore.
I changed it for you.
Oh, what'd you change it to?
That's just JC.Coats.
Way better. Way better.
Better?
At JC.Coats or at Culture and Cannabis or at Nevada Normal. So reach out to us if you're interested. You could be someone that's really good at rolling fucking joints. Maybe you got some cool smoking tricks. Maybe you're a good cooker, a good cook. Maybe you can do yoga. Maybe you got a musical talent. Whatever it may be, if you think you have a talent that you want to record and send to us, let's talk about it.
It's a community vibe.
Community vibes. Complete community vibes. We're gonna have a bunch of brands be involved. Obviously, us. Fuse is gonna get involved. Libra Wellness. Bloom. I think Blackbird's going to be involved as well. Tons of brands are going to be involved. It's going to be amazing. The 420 Stay Home, Stay High extravaganza. It's going to be on April 20th from 3:30 to 7:30. 3:30 to be, you know, determined. We're shooting for a four-hour content piece, but if we get 3.5, we get 3.5. If it's 3, it's 3.
I'm with it.
It's going to be fun. So don't forget the 420 Stay Home, Stay High extravaganza presented by yours truly, Culture and Cannabis, and Nevada Normal on 420 from 3:30 to 7:30 on the Culture and Cannabis Facebook page.
Sounds like a plan.
And we just dropped some new product too.
We did drop some new.
We dropped some. We got some. What is it? We got some G13 right here.
Some G13.
This G13. Let's check out these numbers. I don't know where it says THC on here. I don't know. These numbers are all weird. But really good weed. We're gonna be available in Bloom, both in DI and in Reno. So go check that out. They have pre rolls, and they also have a 91 chem. Everything's in half ounces. Really good deal. So check that out. They have delivery. Make sure you get delivery. And I feel like I'm rambling now.
Yeah, no, that's about it.
That's about it.
Let's catch up next time.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. So that's it. We'll see you guys next Thursday. This is the Culture Cannabis Podcast. I am full-time Tony. This is JC Coates. We'll see you guys next Thursday. Peace.